Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ira Bulldogs football broadcast event. I'm Rocky Alexander filling in for Ben, and we are at Klondike Cougar Stadium where the Bulldogs will take on the Klondike Cougars. We've had the national anthem and prayer, and right now we're having the school songs. We're getting ready to get underway here, the Bulldogs against Klondike. Let me give you the rosters for, first of all, the Cougars. Number 0, Edgar Gonzalez. Number 1, Jared Quintanilla. Number 2, Slade Bowley. Number 3, Jake Jones. Number 4, Creed Warren. Number 5, Cannon McGee. Number 7, Kane Gonzalez. Number 9, Alan Mendoza. Number 10, Luke Smith. Number 11, Israel Rodriguez. Number 12, Aaron Smith. Number 15, Caden Lassiter. Number 16, Colby Pepper. Number 19, Grayson Meek. Number 20, Jake DeLong. Number 21, Truett Dixon. Number 22, Nate Seifert. Number 34, Kanan Addison. Number 44, Jonah Smith. And number 51, Angel Mendoza. And for your Bulldogs, number 1, Steven Santos. Number 2, Aiden Claxton. Number 3, T.J. Collier. Number 5, Landon Tyler. Number 7, Caden Forey. Number 9, Jaron Pena. Number 12, Raiden Hernandez. Number 14, Jesus Murillo. Number 16, Caleb Munoz. Number 18, Derek Bishop. Number 21, Caden Castillo. Number 22, Cash Miller. Number 24, Dimitri Juarez. Number 25, Slade Campbell. Number 30, Jarrett Olvera. Number 33, Clay McMillan. Number 34, Hogan Allen. Number 44, Jackson White. Number 45, Christian Coy. Number 70, Bryson Rhodes. And number 99, Cooper Caswell. We're waiting for the Bulldogs to come out of the helmet and the captains to meet at midfield to see who gets to get the ball and get this thing underway. So we want to thank our sponsors who make this broadcast available. S. McCallan Photography. Summer McCallan, she takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and she's also a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. You can reach S. McCallan Photography at 325-574-3962. Also, I want to thank Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Also, if you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church located next to the Ira schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. I want to thank these places for sponsoring. We have some more sponsors that we're still waiting for the Bulldogs. I believe they're announcing seniors here at Klondike right now. So another sponsor, Schneider Chamber of Commerce, is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Also, Bell Cypress Hill Funeral Home proudly supports the Bulldogs, the locally owned funeral home. Go Bulldogs! Then Pizza Inn at Schneider, all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, preserved health salad. It's America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Again, Schneider Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and carbide. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container service. Portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Schneider, Anthem, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews location. At Schneider Iron and Metal. Also, Prosperity Bank proudly supports the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. And then Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Looks like the captains are making their way out to the middle of the field. For the coin toss for the Bulldogs, number 24, Dimitri Juarez, number 25, Slade Campbell, number 99, Cooper Castle, number 7, Caden Florian, and number 21, Caden Castillo. For cornerback is number 4, Creed Horn, number 16, Colby Pepper, and number 44, Jonah Smith. See their instructions from the referees. Just about kickoff time. It's a beautiful night here. A little hot, but up here in the booth, Keegan and I are real cool. Sunset behind the press box, so our fans still have a little bit of sun in their face, but the field's in the shade, and maybe that'll help make it a little bit cooler. They'll be in last minute instructions. Okay, they flipped the coin to see. It looks like the Bulldogs have won the toss and they will receive the open kickoff. They will move from the south end to the north end of the field. Klondike will move from north to south. So Bulldogs will receive the opening kickoff and we'll be ready for that in just one moment. We are over on the Klondike side in the press box where the air conditioner is blowing cool and got a good view of the field. The field here, they do not have the hash marks painted, so yeah, I may have a little difficulty getting the exact yardage, but we'll do our best. The Klondike will tee it up to kick off. Looks like number 11 for Klondike, Israel Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He will kick the ball. Back deep for the Bulldogs is number 2, Aiden Claxton. Cougars will kick off from the 30-yard line. Wind is blowing a little bit south to north. The flags are waving a little bit out there. And we teamed it up, and we're ready to go. And it's a high pop-up kick. Short, it's taken by the Bulldogs on the 35-yard line. That is number 18, Derek Bishop, who takes the kick. And the Bulldogs will take over first and 15 from their own 35-yard line. Caden Foring, Jared Pena, Caden Castillo, Aiden Claxton, Dimitri Juarez, and quarterback number 3, C.J. Collier. Snap goes back. Claxton with the ball. He's rolling to the right. He passed it downfield. Wide open is the Bulldogs at the 20, number 24, with the catch at Dimitri Juarez. He gets it down to the 15-yard line of the Cougars. So Bulldogs will have first, and it's just outside the 15, so it's going to be first and 15 from the 15-and-a-half-yard line. I'm sorry, Logo, that's Jaron Pena, that's it. The running back. Play comes in from the sideline. First down, wide. Dimitri was wide open on that pass. Bulldogs will come to the line again. They'll spread one receiver wide left and one wide right. Now back, pitch back to Claxton. Claxton scrambling. He throws it. It's going to be complete. It's going to go to number 21, and that is Caden Castillo. And he picks up maybe 2 yards. See where they mark it. It looks like they're going to get to him just on the inside of this, or right at the 15-yard line. So it's going to bring up second down and 14 for the Bulldogs. 8:58 is clock running here in the first quarter. No score. Bulldogs threatening. Dave Forey goes split out to the right. Dimitri Juarez split left. That goes back to Claxton. Big rush. His pass is complete to number 21. That is Caden Castillo, and he gets down. They're going to mark it about the 6-yard line. The 6-yard line for the Bulldogs is going to bring up third down and about 5. play comes in from the sideline. Brayden Hernandez comes in with the play. Colossus breaks the huddle and comes to the line. Again, they'll split 40 out right and Juarez to the left. Close snap, picked up by quarterback. He gets it to Claxton. Claxton's running fast in the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. That pass goes to number 7, Caden Corey. Bad snap on the play, and they had struggle to get it back to Claxton and 3 rushers coming in at him, and he gets it over and it's complete for the touchdown for the Bulldogs. So 7:50 to go for in the first quarter, and Bulldogs strike first. Extra point attempt now coming from Caden Castillo. Snap back, kick is up, and it's right through the middle. It's good. So 7:50 to go in the first quarter. Bulldogs take an 8-0 lead here on at Cougar Field. Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors for this broadcast. And again, it's McAllen's Photography, game photos, team sports photos, class photos, graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. Just contact Summer and she can pick you up. Summer McAllen at 325-574-3962. That's McAllen's Photography. Our First Church God is a proud supporter of our Bulldogs. And if you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We also have a meal at 6 on Wednesday, followed by classes for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Okay, Bulldogs will now kick off from their own 30-yard line. Back deep for the Cougars looks like number 5, Cannon McKee. Castillo will tee it up for the Bulldogs. And the pick. Pick down the center field. It's going to be taken by the deep guy. He comes up to the 15, the 20, the 25. He's going to be stopped right there by a couple of Bulldogs. Brayden Hernandez in on the tackle for the Bulldogs. So it'll be 1st and 15 for the Cougars on their own 26-yard line. Looks like about where they're going to swap the ball. This will be the Cougars' first opportunity on offense. Come out. The ball snap back, takes handoff and pitches back to, I can't see the number, but I'll catch it out to the 38-yard line of the Cougars. That was number 10, I believe, Luke Smith on the carry. They come to the line quick, no huddle, second down, snap back, pitch back, he comes up. Up the middle, he's not touched. He finally slowed down, but he breaks loose. He's going all the way in for the touchdown. That's number 1, Jared Quintanilla, and he takes it in for the touchdown for the Cougars. He went right up the middle, and a couple of Bulldogs got a hand on him, but not enough to stop him, and he'll take it in for the touchdown for the Cougars. 7:14 to go in the first quarter. A lot of scoring already, so. They'll attempt the extra point kick. Number 44 is the holder. That is Jonas Smith. And the kick is up. And it looks good. It is good. So, with 7:14 to go in the first quarter, Cougars 8, Bulldogs 8. Again, I want to thank our Methodist Church for their support of these broadcasts. Our Methodist is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira School at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We are a church that loves God, loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Also, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Family owned Bell Cypress Steel Funeral Home is a proud supporter of the Bulldogs also. Go Bulldogs. Okay, Bulldogs will now receive kickoff from the Cougars. Number 11 for the Cougars, Israel Rodriguez will tee it up. Last time they just kind of popped it straight up 15 yards, and Derek Bishop ran under it and he caught it. We'll see what they do this time on this kick. Just same thing, just popped it up in the air. Bulldogs call for a fair catch, and that's number 21, Caden Castillo. So the Bulldogs will take over first and 15 from their own 35-yard line. So same type of kick that they did the first time, and Bulldogs will take it right there. Second possession for the Bulldogs tonight. First one was a touchdown pass, an almost busted play, so. Play comes in from the sideline. Ray Hernandez brings the play in. Caden Forey out to the right, and Demetri Warren's out to the left. Which goes back to Aiden. He gets it off. It goes to Ray Hernandez. He starts upfield and gets tackled after only a 2-yard gain. It looks like maybe a 1-yard gain. See where they mark it. They're going to give him 2 yards, it looks like. This is going to be second down and 13 for the Bulldogs. The pass was way deep behind the line of scrimmage and just couldn't break a tackle to get any further. So second down for the Bulldogs on their own 37-yard line. Play will come in again. Demetri Warren will bring the play in for the Bulldogs. Got 9 seconds left on play clock as they break the huddle. They run to the line. Again, wide out. Flip. Pitch back. This goes to Ray Hernandez, and he throws it deep, and it's incomplete. It was intended for Caden Forey. Should have pitched it back to Claxton this time. Ray had him open and just missed him on the pass. So we're up third down for the Bulldogs. Third and 13. 6:21 to go in the first quarter. We're tied up 8-8 here at Cougar Stadium in Klondike. Bulldogs break the huddle, come out again. Snap back, loose ball is picked up by Claxton. He's running, he throws it deep. It's just out of the reach of number 9, Jared Pena. He was wide open and was just over his head. There is a penalty flag on the play, though, so let's see what the penalty is. Wait for the official. It's going to be a personal foul against the Cougars. Personal foul against the Cougars. That's going to give the Bulldogs 15 yards and an automatic first down. So let's see where they're going to mark that up. Not sure what the personal foul was, but maybe that they're going to mark the ball down into Cougar territory at the 28-yard line of the Cougars. Bulldogs have first and 15 from the Cougar 28. They come to the line and split out both sides again. Snap back. Good snap this time. Hernandez has it. He throws it. It's complete. And it's just enough for a first down. And that's going to go to number 7, Caden Forey. And he's going to take it down to about the 12-yard line, it looks from here. So it's going to be first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 12-yard line. 6:05 clock is running here in the first quarter, and the score is tied at 8-8. Bulldogs threatening. Bulldogs snap, pitch back. That's Jaron Pinion. He takes it in. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Jaron Pinion takes it over the right side and takes it right in untouched for the Bulldogs. So Bulldogs take a it'll be 14-8 lead. I don't know why they gave them 11 on the scoreboard, but I think 6-8 is 14. Extra point attempt is coming. And the snap is high snap, and you get it down, and the kick is up. And let's see, no good. They say it was no good. It looked good from this angle. So 5:50 to go in the first quarter. It should be 14 for the Bulldogs and 8 for the Cougars. Now they got the school board. Again, we'll thank Pizza Hut Inn as one of our sponsors. Pizza Inn has an all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. It's America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Thank you, Pizza Inn, for your support. Schneider Iron and Metal also, Chris Maxfield, thank you. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available, roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Schneider, Anthem, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews locations. You can reach Schneider Iron and Metal at 325-573-6862. Also, Prosperity Bank, we want to thank them for their support of our Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Okay, Bulldogs will kick off two possessions and two touchdowns and one missed extra point. So we're 5:50 to go in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs lead the Cougars 14-8. I can't tell if anyone is hearing this, so I hope you're hearing it. Bulldogs will tee it up and kick it. At number 21, that'll be Castillo, kick for the Bulldogs. And the kick, the low swoopy, oh, right in the gut, that's one of the up men. He takes it, he comes around, he breaks one tackle, and finally he's going to be tackled up in Bulldog territory, though, and that's going to be Aiden Claxton who makes the tackle. The Cougars take it out to the Bulldogs' 35-yard line, so they'll start first and 15 from the Bulldogs' 35. They'll come with no huddle, they come to the line. Snap goes back to the quarterback. He hands off to the up back. He comes through. He misses. There is a penalty flag on the play. That was number 4, Creed Warren, on the run. He got it up to inside the 20, but the penalty flag, let's see what it's going to do, who it's going to be called against. Looks like it's going to come back. It's going to be against the Cougars. The officials are discussing it. Looks like it was piping Colby where it was from, but we'll see here. We can get a call from the official. It is holding against the Cougars. Thank you, Jeff, for letting me know. But now, the Cougar coach is talking to the refs. He wasn't real happy with the call. So let's go back to Cougars back. They're going to take it, see where they're going to place the ball. It's going to be on the 38.5-yard line of the Cougars. So it's still going to be first down, first 25 for the Cougars in their own territory. They come to the line, snap back, pitch back to the guy. He goes down. He's untouched. Oh, and he trips and falls down. That was number 1, Jared Quintanilla, and he was gone all the way, and he tripped and fell down at the 15-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal for the Cougars on the 15-yard line. There, come right up, hand off number 4 again, and he, this time he is stopped for a loss on the play. Peyton Castillo is back there quick, and the loss is back to near the 20-yard line. Looks like they'll mark it on the 19-yard line. So bring up second and goal from the 19-yard line. 5:03, clock running here in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 14-8. Cougars will get a play in from the sideline now. They'll huddle up. They'll come out. Number 16 is their quarterback. That's Colby Pepper. He'll take the snap. He picks it up. He goes to the left side, and he's going to go in touch for the touchdown. Jared Quintanilla takes it in for the Cougars.
Touchdown with 4:38.
Go in the first quarter, and this ball game is tied up 14-14 with the extra point to come.
both teams just move
it down the field on offense.
Extra point attempt coming up now for the Cougars.
Snap back, and the kick is up.
And it is good.
So, with 4:38 to go in the first, to take a 16-point lead over the Bulldogs. Baptists exist to make disciples through Christ's preaching, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbpower.com for more information. Find Higher Baptist on Facebook and Instagram.
So the Bulldogs have had the ball twice.
They scored both times. Klondike have had the ball twice, and they scored both times. So as of today, Highland and Borden County are 16-16 with 1 minute left in the first quarter. So. Okay, the Klondike will kick off again with the Bulldogs. The Borden 16-16. So the first two kicks for Cougars went straight up in the air. They'll fake running in. Now they'll step back, spread out. And the kick, it's going to be a quick kick. And it's going to be taken by the Bulldogs. That's Derek Bishop's ball. This time Bulldogs will take over first and 15 from their own 34-yard line. So it'll be first and 15 Bulldogs. 4:38 to go here in the first quarter.
And the
16-14. Play comes in from the sideline by Raiden Hernandez. Spread out wide on either side. Snap back. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton down here passes. It goes to number 21. That's going to bring it down near midfield before he's finally brought down. Number 5 on the tackle. That was Cannon McGee. So they're going to mark it just shy of the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up second down. Second about, they say, 10. So long nine. Here comes the play in again. Hernandez. Logged out. And then the center takes the snap, gets it back to Claxton. Claxton's looking for someone to pass to. And he finally gets it off to Jaron Pena, and Jaron stops right there. Only maybe a gain of 2 on the play. Didn't break loose from the defender, so it's going to bring up 3rd down, 3rd and 9 for the Bulldogs. Wide open, but they closed in fast about time he caught the ball. So another play comes in from Cooper. Ball comes to the line. Hernandez hit shotgun. He'll take the snap. Again, back to Claxton. There's 3 rushers, and he just kind of throws it away. He had 3 rushers right on top of him. And so he just throws the ball away to complete pass. So it's going to bring up 4th down for the Bulldogs. 4th and 9. Ball in Cooper territory at about the 38-yard line. They say 39 here. Yep. There's no hash marks, so I'm not judging very well, I guess. 4th down for the Bulldogs. 3:01 to go, first quarter. It's stopped. Bulldogs trail by 2. They come out again. The bad snap. He goes by him. Claxton picks it up. He's way back to the kind of there. He's brought down on about the 13-yard line. And so the Cougars will take over. He broke one tackle and got away. He couldn't get away from the other one. And they're going to mark it. It looks like on about the 12-yard line. So it's going to be 1st and goal for the Cougars on the Bulldog 12-yard line. 2:52 to go in the first. Cougars lead And now Cougars are threat. They come to the line. That back quarterback will pitch it back to he's around the end, and he's going to go in untouched for the touchdown that Jared Nia for the touchdown for the Cougars. He got out five, and no one was there to stop him. So 2:47 to go, first quarter. Cougars now take a 22-14 lead with the extra point attempt to come. Number 11 is the kicker, Israel Rodriguez. Wait till the snap. Good snap. Kick is up, and it's right down the middle. It is good. So 2:47 to go with the first quarter. 24-14, Cougars lead the Bulldogs. Again, we thank all of our sponsors for providing this broadcast, and we know the Bulldog team appreciates it, and the school appreciates your support of all things IRA. S. McCowan Photography, game photos, team photos, sports photos, class photos, graphic designer specializing in sports posters. If you need any of that, contact Summer McCowan at 325-574-3962. Also, our First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, we invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for morning worship. Okay, Bulldogs and Cougars are back out on the field. Cougars preparing to kick off at three onside kicks so far. See which way this one goes. Number 11 is the kicker. That's Israel Rodriguez. They run up in a puddle, then they back in a group and back up and spread out. And the kick is another onside kick, and it's going to be taken by Derek Bishop again. He runs up and takes it on about the 37-yard line, 36 to 37-yard line. So Bulldogs will take over first and 15. We'll call it the 37 up here. 2:44 to go, first quarter. Bulldogs trail 24 to 14. Hernandez comes in with plays from Coach Goodwin. They break the puddle with 18 seconds left on the play. Come in an I formation this time. And the first quarterback, he goes back to pass. He's looking, now he's scrambling. Now he throws it over, and it's picked up by Jaron. Jaron was down on one knee. He got up before he caught the ball. He's going to the left. He's down to the 10, the 5. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. Let's see where they're going to knock him out of bounds. Oh, there is an injured player on the field. One of the players, I can't tell his number, he tried to tackle Jaron, and he hit him wrong. He's down on the field, so it's timeout on the field as they check him out. Make sure he's okay. Jaron got the ball down to about the 7-yard line. He was fortunate that they had to dump the pass off, and he was down on one knee, but he got that knee off the ground before he caught the ball, so he would have been down otherwise. So they're checking on the player right now, and we'll just wait and see. Just pray that he's okay. Ira Methodist is a friendly, traditional country church located next to the Ira School at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the school, the Ira community. We are a church that loves God, loves others, prayer the difference. You're welcome at Ira Methodist Church. And player, that's number 4, is Steve Warren. He is up and walking off under his own power. So that's a good thing to see. So, looks like he may not be. They just got a stinger or something. Doesn't look too bad. So we'll see. So now the Bulldogs will have first and goal. They've got the ball marked on the 5-yard line. So Bulldogs threatening first and goal from the 5-yard line as they huddle up. 2:31 to go, first quarter, 24-14. Cougars still lead. Bulldogs break the huddle. They'll come out in the I formation again. Jaron is the deep back. back to Hernandez. He pitches back to Jaren. Jaren goes to the left, and he goes in. Let's see, touchdown. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Jaren Pena with the run around the left side for the touchdown. So 2:27 to go in the first quarter. Bulldogs throw 24-20. Extra point attempt to come by Castillo. Good snap. Ball kick is up and it's a start down the middle. They say, yes, it's good. So 2:27 to go in the first quarter. Yes, first quarter. Cougars 24, Bulldogs 22. Snyder Chamber of Commerce is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. We want to thank the Chamber of Commerce for their support. Also, Bell Clapper Seal Funeral Home, proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. They're locally owned, and so we thank them for their support. All-day buffet at PCN, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. That's PCN. At 3907 College Avenue in Snyder. Thank you for your support of Iowa Bulldogs football. Cougars come back on the field ready to receive the kickoff. We're waiting on the Bulldogs. They're still huddled up with Coach Goodwin on the side. Here they come trotting out on the field for the kickoff. Here 2:27 to go in the first quarter. It's a long, old first quarter. And 24-22, Cougars lead. Castillo tee it up to kick. Bulldogs spread out. And they're ready and approaching the ball. And the kick, it's a long, deep kick. It's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. So this time Bulldogs just kicked it away and went over the head of the receiver back there and kick returner. So ball will come out. And Fondack will take over first and 15. The ball on the 20-yard line. First and 15 for the Cougars. Come to the line. Snap back. Hand off to the up back. And he's going to be stopped. He was hit right there. And it looks like that Demetri Juarez with the first hit and brings him down. Helping also on the tackle is Caden Forey. So bring up second down. No gain on the play. Second and 15 for the Cougars. Playing in with quarterback, which is number 16, Kobe Pepper. Cougars come to the line. One deep back. Snap back to Pepper. He gets it back, and he's looking to pass. Pass is over. It's complete. And he breaks one tackle. He's got one blocker ahead, and finally coming up to taking down his number 7, Caden Forey, but not before he gets into Bulldog territory at the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 15 for the Cougars in Bulldog territory. They no huddle. They come to the line quickly. And again, they're looking for another pass. There's another pass, same pass play to number 44. And he's going to be drugged down by Jaren Pena, number 44. Exact same play. They've been previous to that. So that's going to be second down and about 6 from the 30. No huddle again. They come to the line. Bulldogs jumped off 5. They're going to fall. I don't know if they're going to off sides. I know the Fondack coach is not real happy. I think he wants off sides and wants to continue the play. It is going to be off sides if they did stop the play. So off sides on the Bulldogs will give a 5-yard penalty to the Cougars. Move them up to the 25-yard line. It's going to bring up 2nd and 1. From the Bulldogs 25. 1:08 to go here in the first quarter. Clock is now running. Cougars come to the line again. Snap back. Pitch back to number one. He's going to go around the left side. He'll cut back center, back outside, and he's going to go untouched. But wait, there is a flag on the play. There is a flag. Let's see what the flag is. It looks like it's going to come back. It's going to be against the Cougars. Wait for the official to give the call. They are bringing the ball back. Big break for the Bulldogs there. Referee holding against the Cougars. That's going to back them up. So, back them up is going to bring up second down. The ball is now on the 32-yard line. Going to bring up second. And let's see. About nine. Second and nine to go. Clock is running with 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. Snap. Comes around with the right side, number five. Nick Frank Hornjack, but then he's brought down. Darren Pena and Raiden Hernandez in on the tackle. They say it is enough for a first down. They got it out to the 24-yard line. It's going to be 15-20 Supers, 36 seconds on the clock. Clock is running. They come to the line, pitch back, looking to pass. He's throwing over wide open, and it's incomplete.
The hands in them.
That's Stuart Dixon. And they'll stop the clock with 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bring up second down and 15. Ball on the 24-yard line of the Bulldogs. If play from the sideline, he'll come in. Cougars break the huddle. They're in tight. Pitch back to number one. He's going to go around the left side. There's a block there. He gets one block. He gets two blocks. And he's hit. So let's see. It's out of bounds. Darren Pena hit him right before he got into the end zone. He's going to be out of bounds on about the 1-yard line. It's going to be first and goal to go for the 1-yard line for the Cougars with 21 seconds to go here in the first. Back to snap, and now there's play. Bulldogs called timeout, it looks like, before they could get the playoff. So timeout on the field by the Bulldogs with 21 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cougars lead the Bulldogs 24-22 and threatening with a first and goal from about the 2-yard line. Well, thanks, Snyder Ironing, for the support of the football. Top prices pay for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanups available, roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews location. That's Snyder Iron and Metal at 208 North Old Post Road in Snyder. Prosperity Bank in Snyder is also a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Prosperity Bank, 3610 College Avenue. Pinnacle team back on the field and at the line, Cougars come up. High formation. Now back quarterback, pitch it back to number one, and that is number one is fourth and near. He takes the touchdown, untouched into the end zone for the touchdown for the Cougars. 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cougars 30, Bulldogs 22 with the extra point come. Snap back, low snap, but it's taken. Kick goes up, and it looks like it's good, and it is. That's the point attempt by the Cougars is good. So 17 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and the Cougars lead the Bulldogs 32-22. Our Baptist Church exists to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. we'll remind everyone that in a couple of weeks we have homecoming in Ira, and so be making plans for a big homecoming game and celebration in 2 weeks from tonight. The Bulldogs come out to receive the kick. Cougars will now make their way out onto the field. Israel Rodriguez will kick it for Cougars. They've done onside kicks every time. The first three kicks, I believe, were pop-ups for 15 yards. The last couple have been just line drives on the ground. So they huddle up, they run to the ball, then they back up and spread out. Bulldogs spread out. Ready for the kick. This time they kick it deep, and Claxton is back there. Aiden takes the ball on the 10. He's at 15, the 20, the 25. He's going to be hit right there about the 27 or 28-yard line. So Bulldogs going to take over first and 15. They'll mark it off. Looks like it's 27-yard line. So 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Bulldogs trail by 10, 32 to 22. Hernandez comes in with play. That's a good one. First and 15. Look to the line, top formation, eye formation. Pitch back to Fox. No, that's Jared Pena. Pena brings it over, and he's going to be stopped for us. Gain of maybe three or four. Depending on where they locked it, looks like maybe four. And that is the end of the first quarter. If time expires at the end of one quarter, Cougars lead the Bulldogs 32-22. Bulldogs don't have the ball when we start the second quarter. It'll be second down. And we'll see once they get everything switched, we'll see where they can put the ball and see exactly how far where they're at. Again, we'll continue to thank our sponsors and for sponsoring these broadcasts. You know, not everybody can make the trips out of town and or even get home games too. And I want to thank Ben Moore for the time and the effort that he puts forth to bring these games to us, because it's not easy. It's a lot of talking. And they say I can talk a lot, but anyway, we're getting ready to start the second quarter. Cougars are back on the field already. The ball's placed on, it looks like, the 32-yard line. And that brings up second down for the Bulldogs. Second and, we're going to say, second and about 11 for the Bulldogs from the 32-yard line. Bulldogs will break the huddle, and they'll come to the line. Claxton is the deep back. Pena is the up back. Pitch goes back to Claxton. He's looking to pass it. He's going to throw it over the middle. It's complete to number 21. That's Caden Castillo. He went up and grabbed the ball, and enough for it. First down right at the marker. And it'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Caden went up and pulled that down. It was over his head, but he caught it. Great catch. So the first 15 now. Bulldogs are in Cougar territory at the 37-yard line. Bulldogs come to the line again. Our formation. Now, pitch back to Claxton. Claxton's running this time. Comes around the right side. He gets one block, and he's only going to pick up about maybe 6 yards. We'll see where they mark it. It finally goes out of bounds. They're going to give him, looks like, about 6 yards. They got second down. They're going to, school board says they gave five, so 5 or 6. 9:01 to go in the half. Bulldogs trail 32-22, but they are driving. Claxton Claxton goes back. He's scrambling now, being chased. And he's all the way back to the 30, trying to find an opening. Now he's back to the 25, the 20. And finally gets the ball away, and it's incomplete. It's intended for number 12, Braden Hernandez. And ball's incomplete. He was scrambling all the way back deep in full ball territory. So they bring up third down, third, and they say 11 to go for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs will hold up. Play comes in from Hernandez. Also checking in to the game is number 24. That's Dimitri Juarez. Bulldogs from the line. 6 seconds left on the play clock. They have to hurry to get it off. 3-2-1, and they get the snap off. Back to Claxton. Long pass downfield. And almost intercepted. Number one come up, but it was over the head of the intended receiver, and so the defender came up and jumped, but it was over his head too. So falls incomplete. So bring up fourth down for the Bulldogs, fourth and 11. Ball is on the 32-yard line of the Cougars. 18 seconds on the play clock. Still trying to get a play in. Here comes play down to 11 seconds on the play clock. Gonna have to hurry. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And Coach Goodman will call timeout. So timeout by the Bulldogs with 8:29 to go in the first half. And the Cougars lead the Bulldogs 32-22. Iron Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira School at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We are a church that loves God, loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You're welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Also, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Bell Stopper Steel Funeral Home, proud sponsor of our Bulldogs, locally owned funeral home. Go Bulldogs. And the Cougars are back out on the field waiting for the Bulldogs to come back after the timeout. Again, 8:29 to go in the first half, 32-22, Cougars lead the Bulldogs. Bulldogs down. Brady, here comes the offense back on. Fields fourth down, 11 to go, the ball on the 32-yard line of the Cougars. Bulldogs come to the line. High formation again. Now back to Hernandez. Claxton looking at the pass. Now he's looking to run. Now he's still scrambling. A long pass downfield, and nobody's there. Nobody was in the middle of the field where the ball went, except one defender that almost got to it. But Cougars hold. Cougars will take over on down. It'll be first and 15 for the Cougars along their own 32-yard line as they lead the Bulldogs by 10, 32-22. Cougars break the huddle. They'll come out. Back, quarterback's got the ball, and he's looking to pass. He throws downfield, number 10, it's over his head, incomplete, and over the head also of Aiden Claxton, the defender. So falls incomplete, it's going to bring up second down for the Cougars, second and 15. Bulldogs have to hurry and get set on defense, because those Cougars, at the time, they don't huddle up, and they come on and run the play quickly. There they come to the line again. Snap back, pitch back to number 4. He goes around the right side. He breaks one tackle. He breaks two tackles. And he outruns everybody for the touchdown. That's number 4. That's Creed Warren on the touchdown for the Cougars. There's no flag on the play. So he just went down the outside. And once he got past a couple of defenders, he just outran them. A lot of speed. So another score on the board for the Cougars. They'll now attempt their extra point. Set, wait for the snap. Snap back, the kick is up, and it looks like it's good from here. Let's see. Yes, the kick is good. So, with 8:05 to go in the first half, Cougars take a 40-22-point lead over the Bulldogs. Bulldogs just kind of stalled on their last offensive play. Didn't get anything going. The speed of the Cougars is showing. Once they get to the outside of the Bulldogs, they're just outrunning us. They're got a lot of speed. So, I want to thank PCN for their support of our Bulldogs. PCN has all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. It's Pizza Inn at 3907 College Avenue in Snyder, proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Okay, Klondike is ready to kick the ball. Bulldogs come back out on this field. See if they try onside or if they're going to kick it away like they did last time. It goes short, and Jaron Pinion picks it up. Pinion picks it up for the Bulldogs. And Bulldogs take over 1st and 15 from, it looks like, their 34-yard line. Had an update a while ago. Highland and Borden County 16-16. Now Borden County 24, Highland 16. Here come the Bulldogs. I formation. Hernandez under center. Takes the snap. Picks it back. To Pena. Pena starts up the middle and he comes to the outside and he's stopped for a short gain on the play. He's going to get out across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. It's going to bring up 2nd down for the Bulldogs. Second down and looks like 13 from the 32. Bulldogs break the huddle. They come to the line. Clock is running with 7:32 to go in this half. Snap back. Fake the pass over to left side and to Derek Bishop, and Derek loses his footing and falls down after a gain of about 1. He probably had some room to go, but he slipped when he caught the ball and fell down. So it's going to bring up 3rd down for the Bulldogs. Ball on the 37-yard line. And 3rd and 13 for the Bulldogs. Snap back. Pitch back to Pena. Pena's scrambling. Now he throws the ball, and it's way short. About 8 yards short of the intended receiver, which was Aiden Claxton. So, going to bring up 4th down for the Bulldogs. 4th and 13. Ball on the 32, their own 32-yard. It's on the 30, it's over to 32, but the ball's on the 37-yard line of the Bulldogs. 6:43 to go in the half. Come out 4th down, 4th and 13. Oh, what bad snap pass to everybody. Picked up by Pena on the 20. He throws the ball downfield, and it's going to fall way incomplete. Scrambling. He was running for his life. Couldn't get the ball out to number 7, Caden Forey. So, Cougars hold on downs and take over. They'll take over 1st and 15 from the Bulldog 37-yard line. Play comes in from the sideline, number 44, Jonah Smith brings the play in. A snap back, picks back to the running back. He tries to right, comes back, and he finally stops there. Short game. Number 7 on the tackle, Caden Forey. And he's going to bring up about 3, maybe 4 yards. They'll give him 3 yards, so it'll be second down and 12. The ball is at the 35-yard line of the Gorballs. Buck run is 6:14 in the first half. Cougars lead Bulldogs 40-22. Play coming in from the sideline. Cougars have slowed it down a little bit, not as many quick snaps. That goes back. It's back to the D-back. He's looking to pass, a long pass downfield. There's a defender and a receiver. And the receiver goes up and makes the catch. Claxton was in front of him, but gets the ball and it's down on the 1 yard line. Number 10 on that catch was Luke Smith, and he falls down on the 1 yard line before he fell into the end zone. So it's first and goal. The quick snap here. And it goes into the end zone. He breaks one tackle. That is Quinton Nia. And he breaks the tackle and goes into the end zone for the Cougars. So. 5:38 to go in half now. 46-22 with the extra point to come. There's the snap. The kick, and it's good, right down the middle. 5:38 to go, 48-22. The Cougars lead the Bulldogs by 26 points. We want to thank Snyder Iron and Metal, Chris Maxfield, for support of our Bulldogs. Snyder Iron and Metal top prices pay for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews location. That's Snyder Iron and Metal 208 North Old Post Road in Snyder. Thank you for your support. Okay, Bulldogs are out, ready to receive the kick. Cougars come out to the field. Kick again, 5:38 to go in the first half. Cougars leading Bulldogs 48-22. Get the okay from the official for the kick. Kicker will back up and sprint out. Oh, and a different player kicks the ball and it goes straight to Derek Bishop. And no, that's not Derek. Derek's on the other side. Who fell on it? That's number 7. That's Caden Corey. Caden falls on the ball. The Bulldogs will take over 1st and 15 from their own 35-yard line. Bulldogs have stalled the last couple of series, so they need to try to get something moving. The Cougars have been able to put pressure on the back when we're trying to pass, and they'll rush 3, and our receivers are so deep we just can't get the ball to them. High formation for the Bulldogs. Snap goes back to Hernandez. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton tries to go around the left side. He's going to be stopped by a loss on the play all the way back to the 27. Let's see, they're going to mark it on maybe the 28-yard line. So, a loss in play of about 7. They're going to give you a loss of 6 yards on the play. That brings up 2nd down for the Bulldogs. Buff is running at 5:08 and a half. Shot clock at, or play clock here at 14. Bulldogs break huddle. They come to the line. Hernandez under center. Takes snap. He hands off to the up man. And that is Dimitri Juarez. Dimitri takes off and he breaks through. He's got one guy to stop him. He's down the 5. He reaches over the goal line. Let's see. They're going to say his knee hit on the 1 yard line. Dimitri Juarez on the carry for the Bulldogs. He went right up the left side and just broke tackle. Almost outran the defender. The tackle on the 1 yard line. So it'll be 1st and goal for the Bulldogs on the Klondike 1. Off running 4:45 to go here in the first half. From the short player, so players stop going to the field. the ball to break the huddle. They got 10 seconds on the play clock. Hernandez under center. Big snap. Pitches back to Claxton. Claxton's hit, but he gets loose, gets the ball away, and it's complete in the end zone to Dimitri Juarez for the touchdown. Just as Claxton's being hit, he releases that ball, and Dimitri's wide open. The Bulldogs score with 4:22 to go in the half to cut it to 48-28 with the extra point to come by Castillo. Ray Hernandez is the holder. Snap back a little high, but he gets it down, gets the kick up. And they say, yes, it is good. So it is good. So 4:22 to go in the half. Well, let's cut the Cougar lead from 48-30. 18-point deficit for the Bulldogs. They can make one stop on defense and get back in. Another score before halftime. Maybe two more scores. Who knows? Prosperity Bank is a proud supporter of IRA Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers teen checking and home financing. Also, IRA Baptist Church exists to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Visit fbcira.com for more information or find IRA Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Cougars are back on the field. Here come the Bulldogs. They will kick off after the touchdown pass to Dimitri Juarez. Castillo will tee it up again for the Bulldogs. Back deep this time for the Cougars is number 5, which is Cannon McGee. Last time Bulldogs kicked, they kicked it out in end zone for a touchback. See what they try here with 4:22 to go in the first half. Here comes the kick. It's going to be a high kick, short, taken by the deep back. The receiver, he goes up the middle. Oh, finally tripped up. And let me see what Bulldog tripped him up. That was number 12, Raiden Hernandez. And if Raiden hadn't got him, he would have been gone all the way to the end zone. So Raiden tripped him up on the back. He was 34-yard line, 33-yard line. It'll be first and 15 for the Cougars on the 33-yard line. 4:17 to go here in the first half. Pitch back. Takes off in up the middle. There he's tripped up number 21. That's Kane Castillo. He just clipped him over. And for a short gain, a gain of about 7, it looks like. 6 or 7. So second down, they come to fast snap. Pitch back to number 1. He's looking for a pass and he throws it in his short. It was intended for number 4. That's Creed Warren and it falls short. So it's going to bring up third down, 3rd and 10. The ball's on the 38-yard line of Cougars. 3:54 clock is stopped for the incomplete pass. That breaks the huddle and comes to the line. That back hand off 4 and he hands off the 10. He comes around the left side and he's, oh, it looked like he stepped out of bounds. He did. Number 12, that's Ray Hernandez, kind of hand on him, and he couldn't get down that sideline. He stepped out of bounds on about the 35-yard line of the IRA. So it's going to bring a 4th down for the Cougars. That was a saving push there. Okay, here come the Cougars, 4th down and 3. Snap back. Going to pitch back number 1. He's going to try to go to the right. He cuts the middle. He's hit. But he's going to get enough for the first down. He pushed over. He broke one tackle. Finally, Hernandez got him down, but it is a first down for the Cougars. The 1st and 15. The ball, let's see, is 28-yard line, it looks like. 1st and 15 from the 28. 3:31, the clock is running here in the first half. Cougars. Snap the ball. Pass over to number 10 on left side. He'll cut back the middle and he cuts back out. He's got a blocker, but there are flags on the play. It looks like there's going to be holding against Cougars, even though he took it in for the touchdown. There were a bunch of Cougars there holding all the Bulldogs, I think, not just one. So I'll see an official call as the officials get together. And I don't know how it can't be holding, but who knows. There wasn't a penalty. It would have been a touchdown. So officials are still trying to break that out to see. What do they say? It is holding against the Cougars. That's going to back them up 10 yards, and they're going to place the ball on about the original line of scrimmage, about the 28-yard line, so it's going to bring up still 1st and 15. Cougars are waiting for a play to come in. Play clock hasn't started yet. Now they'll start the clock. Cougars come to the line. They walk up slowly to the line. Snap back. Pitch back to number 1. He goes around the right. He tries to cut in the middle and he stops right there. That's number 24, Dimitri Warrior, with the tackle and maybe a gain of 1 on the play. Excellent tackle by Dimitri on this play. They'll bring up 2nd down and 14 for the Cougars. Clock still running 2:47 and a half. They'll come to the line once more. Taking a little bit of time this time, running some of that time off the clock. Pitch back, looking to pass downfield. He throws it downfield. Wide open is the receiver. He catches it, and he falls down. So he gets nothing more than that, but he gets out to about the 12-yard line. And that was Luke Smith. So it is a 1st down, 1st and goal for the Cougars from the Bulldog 12. That comes to the line now again. Oh, pitch back, and the ball's loose, and it's recovered by the Cougars. Number 1 lost the handle on it, went to Nia, but he was able to haul it back in for the Bulldogs to get to it. But lost back to the 15-yard line. So bring up 2nd and goal from the 15 with 2:14 and the clock running here in the 1st half. Bulldogs trail 48-30. Cougars threatening. Cougars comes to the line. Now they hand off number 4, and he's going to be drugged down from behind, and that is number 25, Swade Campbell. Swade makes the tackle for a loss on the play, and that's going to bring him back another 4 yards. And now we have a timeout on the field, timeout call by the Cougars with 1:49 to go in the 1st half. Cougars leading Bulldogs 48-30. It'll be 3rd and goal. And the ball's going to be on the 24-yard line, it looks like, when we come back from the timeout. I want to thank Jess McCallum's Photography for support of our Bulldog football. Game photos, team sport photos, class photos, whatever you need. Also, she's a graphic designer which specializes in personalized sports posters. Call Summer McCallum, 325-574-3962. First Church Guide is a proud supporter of our Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, we'd love to have you visit us on Sunday, 11 a.m. this morning, worship. Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have a meal, followed by classes for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. So we'd love to have you join us. Also, our Methodist Church, friendly traditional country church located next to our school at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. It supports the school, the Ira community, church that loves God and loves others. Okay, we're back to play. It looks like the Cougars have the ball 3rd down now. Snap back, pitch back. He's looking to pass. Now he's going to run, being chased, and he's caught from behind. And that is number 25. That's Wade Campbell again on the tackle. Short gain on the play. He's going to bring him up to the 16-yard line. It looks like it's going to be 4th and goal from the 16 for the Cougars. Bulldogs need to make one big stop right here with 1:25 to go in the pass. 19 seconds on the play clock. The play coming in from the sideline now. Cougars taking their time. It goes to the line. Fourth and goal from the 16. And now they have a timeout on the field. This time the Bulldogs call timeout. 107 to go in the half. Bulldogs call timeout. Again, thank you, Ira Methodist Church, for your support. I say you're welcome there. Great group of people. Also, thank you, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud support of the Ira Bulldogs.
And also, Mel Soccer Field Funeral Home, locally owned funeral home. They say go Bulldogs. Are you hungry for pizza yet? PCN has an all-day buffet. Pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. That's Pizza Inn at 3907 College Avenue. Bulldogs trying to get the right play to make the stop. Get a turnover with just a little over a minute to go in the half and possibly be able to score on a quick play. This fourth and goal from the 16-yard line for the Cougars. Still in a timeout. Here comes the Cougars, then here comes the Bulldogs. See what play each team has come up with. Bulldogs need a stop here big time. Trailing by 18, 48-30. There's a snap, and they pull the Bulldogs off sides, I think. The pass goes to the end zone. Intercepted by the Bulldogs. Claxton with the interception, but it was an offsides against the Bulldogs, so that play will not count. He would have went back all the way for a touchdown, but offsides against the Bulldogs. The hard count by the Cougars. I'm not sure who jumped offside. But that'll give the Cougars 5 more yards. It'll still be fourth down. It'll be fourth and goal. This time the ball will be on the 11-yard line. Keep marking it closer to the 10. So fourth and goal from about the 10. Cougars come to the line. They're trying a hard count, trying to get the Bulldogs to jump off sides. Almost did it. Waiting on the snap. They're still doing a hard count. He looks at the quarterback, looking back up the side. 4 seconds left, and now 4 seconds on the play clock, 57 seconds on the game clock, and the Cougars call timeout. So, the fourth and goal from the 10. We may not get this last minute knocked off. Snyder Iron and Metal, thank you for your support of Ira Bulldogs. Chris Maxwell, they have top prices. Pay for all recycled metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are also available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews locations. Thank you, Snyder Iron and Metal, 208 North Old Post Road, for your support of Ira Bulldogs football. Thank Prosperity Bank of Snyder, proudly supports the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Prosperity Bank is located at 3610 College Avenue in Snyder. Hey, the Bulldogs are back on the field. We're waiting for the Cougars to come back and get this fourth down and goal from the 10-yard line for the Cougars with 57 seconds left in the half. Everybody comes to the line. It's back. Number one's looking to pass. He throws it downfield in the end zone. Let's see. They say he caught it. He was in the end zone. Feet down when he caught it. They call for a touchdown. I wish we had instant replay. That was close, but I guess we do. Keegan's in here. We can look at.
But anyway, it's a score. This is say yeah. So
50 seconds because Cougars take a 54-30 lead.
It was out. Yeah. I thought it was.
Our instant replay says he was out of bounds, but the officials gave him the touchdown. The extra point kick is up, and it is good. So, 50 seconds to go in the half. The Cougars take a 56-30 lead over the Bulldogs. Higher Baptist Church exists to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Visit sbcira.com for more information or find Higher Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. It was a good catch by the receiver on that sideline, but our instant replay up here showed that he was out, but we don't count, Deacon. Okay, so Cougars will kick it off to the Bulldogs with 50 seconds to go in the half. Bulldogs need to get a quick score here before the end of the first half. Flaxton is back deep for the Bulldogs. And number 11, that's Israel Rodriguez kicking for the Cougars. Waiting on the officials. Uh-oh. Looks like Coach Kidman is talking to a couple officials. So that's the hold up right now. We're waiting for the kick. I don't know. I don't know what he's discussing. But we'll wait and see here. Both teams are ready for the kick.
Two officials are over there with Coach Kidman and on the far side. I don't know what they're discussing. Maybe you don't want to know. Okay. LB shakes his head okay, and he goes back to the sideline as the officials get ready to put the ball in play. Cougars ready to kick, teeing up the ball right now. Go blow the whistle. Oh, they rush up and quick kick, and it's going to go over Hayden's head and into the end zone for a touchback. So no time runs off the clock. 50 seconds still on the clock. Bulldogs will take over first and 15. From their own 20-yard line, with 50 seconds to go in the half. Fund, I think we'll receive the opening kickoff of the second half. Bulldogs got the opening kickoff. Bulldogs come to the line, I formation. Snap back to Hernandez. He throws it back to Flaxton. He goes around the left side. He gets a 5-10. He gets all the way out to the 30-yard line, it looks like. So bring up second and 5. Clock is running with 37 seconds. He'll give him the 31-yard line. So going to bring up second and 4 for the Bulldogs. Clock running at 25 seconds. Bulldogs come to the line. Hernandez takes a snap, pitch back again to Flaxton. He goes around the left side, and he's going to be stopped right there by a couple of Cougars. And he's going to no gain on the play. So they third down. 7th thing, Bulldogs are out of timeout. That's long hand call timeout. So everybody will go to the locker room at halftime. Cougars lead the Bulldogs 56-30. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after halftime, about 10 minutes, and continue the game. So, stay tuned. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Iowa Bulldog Football. We are in Klondike, where the Cougars lead the Bulldogs at halftime 56-30. Both teams look like they're coming back onto the field. Right now, or I see the Bulldogs are getting back. Here come the Cougars, too. Bulldogs and Cougars, they swapped scores back and forth that first quarter. And then in the second quarter, the Cougars began to pull away from the Bulldogs. And they now hold the 26-point lead. Still waiting on the Cougars. They haven't come back yet. Again, we thank all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. And without your help, it wouldn't be possible. So thank you all to our sponsors, and we'll be getting to you as we continue in this the second half of this ball game. The Cougars are in their helmet waiting to come out. Bulldogs are on the sideline waiting, and we're ready to get this underway. Again, 56-30, the Cougars lead right now as we get ready to start the third quarter. Here come the Cougars, and so I'm just about ready. See what adjustments the Bulldogs made at halftime. Coach Goodman's pretty good about making adjustments at the right time at halftime, and so hopefully we can come out and pull this game a little bit closer and pull it out in the end. So if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Bulldogs will kick off to the Cougars here in the second half. Cougars will get the ball first. Officials are on the field waiting for the teams. Teams are conferring with their coaches. Here come the Cougars. Bulldogs are still huddled up on the sideline. And now here come the Bulldogs out onto the field. The field will kick off for the Bulldogs. We start the second half. Field will tee it up. Cougars lead as we start the second half of this ball game. Somebody's listening, let me know. Make sure I'm on again. Make sure I didn't mess anything up. The ball will fall off the tee, so Peyton has to reset it. And now we're ready to start the second half. And the kick is a low line drive kick. It's going to be taken on about the 10-yard line. You know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 40. And he's going to finally be dragged down in Bulldog territory. And let's see who made that tackle. It looks like number 2, Aiden Claxton, made the tackle, but not 4. The returner gets back into Bulldog territory at about the 33-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15 for the Cougars on the Bulldog 33-yard line. Teams at the line. Cougars take the snap, hands off to that. No, he hands off the deep back. He goes to the left side. He's wide open. He's going to take it all the way in 10, 5. Touchdown, Cougars. One play and a touchdown for the Cougars as he got outside and made it all the way. So, 9:45 to go, third quarter. Cougars take a 62-30 lead with the extra points to come. Thanks, Susan. Extra point kick now coming for the Cougars. Kick is up. And it's good. So, 9:45 to go, third quarter. Cougars take a 64-30 lead over the Bulldogs. They struck fast. Our Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church located next to the Ira School at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the school and the Iron community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome in our Methodist Church. Thank you, Iron Methodist Church, for your support. Also, thank you to the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, who is a proud supporter of the Iron Bulldogs. To the Iron Texas Field to receive the kickoff after the quick touchdown by the Cougars. Aiden Claxton is back deep, standing on about his 10-yard line. Cougars will kick it from their own 30. They've had a mixture of long kicks and onside kicks tonight, so we'll see what they come up with now. Cougars are going north to south on the field. Bulldogs are going south to north. And it's a little split onside kick, and it's going to be hit, and it's loose, and it's recovered by the Bulldogs. And number 9, that is Jaron Pena, who fell on the ball there, bounced off of one Bulldog, but bounced away from the Cougars. So Bulldogs take over 1st and 15 from their own 35-yard line, needing a score here. Let's flip receivers out wide. Both of them on the right. Back to Hernandez, pitch back to that's Claxton. Claxton scrambling back there. He's back to the 15. He's being chased. And he's back to the 10. He finally gets the ball away to Hernandez. Hernandez has got two defenders, and they bring him down for a huge loss. All the way back to the 23-yard line of the Bulldogs from the 35 to the 23. A big loss on the play. So it's going to bring up second down for the Bulldogs. They are on their own 23-yard line. They have to get to the 30-yard line of the Cougars. Second and 27. And the snap back, pitch back goes to Claxton. He's scrambling again. He fires it. It's complete this time, but only for a very short gain. And that's going to be Derek Bishop. They get the ball up to about the 27-yard line, so still third and very long before the Bulldogs. They're running so far back that when they make the pass complete, they're still long on the play. So third and 23 from the 27-yard line, it looks like. 26-yard line. 8:24 clock is running in the third quarter. Pitch back again to Claxton. He's back at his 15. He's scrambling now. He's being chased. He gets up, runs to the 20, 25, 30, up to the 35, and he's finally brought down after he crosses the 35-yard line, which is the original line of scrimmage. So they're going to know they're going to mark on 34, not quite. So it's going to be fourth and about 16 for the Bulldogs on their own 34-yard line. Bulldogs trailing the Cougars 64-30 with 8:10 to go in the third quarter. The clock is stopped. Bulldogs will come to the line. Hernandez, shotgun formation. Takes the snap, pitches back to Claxton. Claxton's looking to pass. He throws it way downfield to it over the receiver's head, and it's knocked away by the Cougars. They could have had a interception, but knock it down and they get the ball there in Bulldog territory. So it's 1st and 15 for the Cougars on the Bulldogs 34-yard line as they hold the Bulldogs on downs. 8:04 to go, third quarter. Cougars with their second possession of the second half. They scored one play. First possession. Snap back. Pass over to number 4, gets outside. But he's going to be stopped. No, he gets away. Jaron had him and was dragging him out of bounds, and he slipped out of Jaron's hands and goes down the sideline for a touchdown for the Cougars. I thought Jaron had him pulled out of bounds, but he slipped out of his hands and in for the touchdown. That makes it 70-30. Favor the Cougars with 7:55 to go in the third quarter. Extra point attempt now to come. Snap back. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So we have 7:55 to go in the third quarter. And the Cougars lead the Bulldogs 72-30. We want to thank Bell's Cypress Hill Funeral Home, a proud sponsor of the Iowa Bulldogs, Gold Bulldogs. Again, pizza in at 3907 College Avenue, an all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Cougars are back out ready to kick off already. Bulldogs are still on the sideline. Bulldogs need to get a score here real quick, or this game could be over if we're not careful. 7:55 to go, third quarter, 72-30. Cougars lead. Cougars are teeing up the ball. Bulldogs are still on the sideline. And we'll look right there, double them, they'll come out. Claxton will go deep for the Bulldogs. Ready now, tee it up. Wait for the official. Official gives the signal. They run up in a cluster, stop, go spread, and they kick it. Another onside kick. It's going to be taken by the Bulldogs, and it's going to be down right there. And let's see who's had that ball. There's number 21, Kaiser Steele, covers it. Bulldogs take over 1st and 15 from their own 35-yard line. 7:55 to go in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 72-30. Bishop checks in and out goes Pena. Bulldogs break the huddle. Comes to the line. I'll bring 40 out to the left. Snap back, pitch back to Claxton. Claxton now scrambling. He throws it, pass is complete. That's complete to number 24, Demetri Juarez. He gets out and across the 42 to the 35. Pick up a 10. That's going to bring up 2nd and 5 for the Bulldogs. Cougars are giving them that short pass. They can break one tackle and get open. Bulldogs comes to the line again. Again, Caden Forey comes wide left. Pitch back. Claxton with the ball being chased. He's back to 20. 18, back up to 20. Fires the ball way downfield. And it's going, knocked away. It was intended for Derek Bishop. And Derek was there wide open, and number one comes shooting across and knocks the ball away at the last minute. So it goes incomplete. It'll bring up 3rd down for the Bulldogs. 3rd and 5. Ball on the 35-yard line of the Cougars. 7:04. The clock is stopped on incomplete pass. Bulldogs will come to the line before this time in a tight eye formation. Snap, pitch back goes to Pena. Pena breaks one tackle and he gets near first down, but it's going to be short. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. They'll bring up 4th and 1 for the Bulldogs. The ball on the 31-yard line. 4th and 1. 6:42, the clock is running here in the third quarter. Pena will check out. Bulldogs break code. Derek Bishop is back here. Hernandez under center. Takes the snap. Hands off to the up guy. And he goes nowhere. He was stopped for no gain. And that was number 24, Demetri Juarez. He was met by 3 Cougars right there. Cougars hold and take over on down. It'll be 1st and 15. Bondi. From their own 31-yard line. Tried to get that first man through and Cougars are waiting on them. Cougars break the huddle and walk up to the line. Snap goes back against number four. He's almost tackled, but he gets away. He breaks another tackle. He gets around the outside, and he's finally going to be knocked out of bounds by number 21, David Castillo, but not before he gets about 6 yards. They're going to, well, 7 yards. They're going to mark it at the 39-yard line of the Bulldogs to bring up second down. They're going to about six. Snap back. Pitches back to deep guy. They're looking to pass. Now he's going to run. Now he lateral's it back. He's going to pass. He throws it downfield. And it is incomplete. It come up short. The receiver goes for it, but he wasn't able to get it. So back on the coverage, defending was Caden Castillo. So we're going to bring up third down for the Cougars. Third and seven from the Bulldogs 39-yard line. 5:53 to go third quarter. I got coaches sending the play here. With the quarterback. Now break the huddle from the line. They got 8 seconds on the play clock. And snap back. He fakes the pitch. He rolls out to pass. He throws it downfield wide open. There's number 21. And he just splits two defenders. And he's going to take it into the end zone for the touchdown. Truett Sixton on the catch for the Cougars. And that's going to be the ball game. The Cougars are going to take this one 78-30 over the Bulldogs tonight. So we don't like to see it in this way, but Bulldogs fought hard. Just couldn't make a few plays here and there. So with 5:43 left on the clock in the third quarter, the Cougars in the game on the Mercy Rule, 78-30 over the Bulldogs. Again, I want to thank all of our sponsors who sponsored tonight's broadcast, and we hope everyone who listened, we hope you enjoyed it, and I'll be thankful for being to get back. I enjoyed it, but I know he'll do a better job, or he'll do a good job. I won't say better, but I'm not going to go there. Thank you all for listening in to tonight's game. And next week, the Bulldogs are off, but then the following week, we have homecoming. So we'll make plans for that. Thank you again. Thank you, sponsors, for sponsoring tonight's game. Y'all have a good